Investment flash.
Markets are throwing around $35 billion for AI chips, and that's just one deal. If you're not paying attention to private credit and semiconductors, you're missing the real AI trade.
Good morning, and welcome to Investment Flash, London edition for June 9th, 2026. I'm Marie with Tom and Gerald. Today, Apollo and Blackstone have put a price tag on AI infrastructure, and it's massive.
The FT reports Apollo and Blackstone co-led a $35 billion financing for Anthropic's chip needs. That is the biggest private credit fundraise of its kind. Buddy, that's a fee income jackpot for Apollo and Blackstone, and it's a screaming buy signal for the semiconductor ETF SOX.
Tom, SOX is already up 82% year-to-date and flirting with all-time highs. This isn't some undiscovered gem. It's a crowded trade. But I'll give you this. Apollo and Blackstone themselves are beaten down. Apollo down 19 from its high, Blackstone down 40. If this deal kicks off more, there's genuine recovery potential.
And it's not just fee income. It's structural validation. Private credit is stepping into a gap that banks can't fill for AI infrastructure. That's a long-term trend I like. So yeah, I'm with Tom on the buy signal for Apollo and Blackstone.
See, Gerald, you can't deny the flow. Blackstone at a 40% discount? That's not just recovery. That's a re-rating if they pull this off.
Oh, right. I'm not fighting the fee stream.
Exactly.
100%. And it's not just chips. The FT also says OpenAI filed for an IPO that could value the company north of $1 trillion. That's the biggest tech listing in years, and it's a direct benefit to Microsoft and NVIDIA.
Microsoft sits in 26% below its 52-week high, with a 21 times forward price-to-earnings ratio, for a company that owns a big chunk of the most important AI company on the planet. That's actually a value entry, which is weird to say about Microsoft.
Hold on. The IPO process takes months, and lockups will exist. But you don't need the shares to pop on day one. The mere filing signals the whole AI space is monetizing. NVIDIA, at 16 times forward earnings, still looks cheap relative to the trend.
Right. And remember, Microsoft isn't just an investor. They integrate OpenAI into every product. This IPO could be a catalyst for the entire AI ecosystem. I'm buying Microsoft here without hesitation.
Tom, you'd buy a GPU-shaped potato if it had an AI sticker.
Only because you'd be selling it as a value play. Peeled potato at a 50% discount.
Okay. But genuinely, the Microsoft multiple is compelling. That's not hype. That's math. But let's get to the pushback. BofA warns the S&P 500 is an over-concentrated big tech bet that's run its course. And they say rotate into defensives, like utilities.
They say that every quarter. Look, the S&P 500 ETF is 3% off its high. The NASDAQ 100, 4%. That's not a top. That's a slight pullback and a bull trend. And tech isn't expensive. Microsoft at 21 times, NVIDIA at 16 times.
Yeah, but the concentration risk is real. Five stocks driving the entire index. If money flows out, the whole thing drains. And defensives like the utilities ETF, XUL, are down 9% from their highs, up less than 1% year-to-date. Unloved, but suddenly interesting if the rotation hits.
I'm going to push back on both of you, actually. The rotation call is premature without a macro catalyst. A dovish VAT after CPI on Wednesday could break tech's hold, or it could keep the party going. Until then, the crowded trade stays crowded.
Exactly, and that catalyst hasn't arrived. So I'm holding my tech longs. But Gerald, I see you eyeing XLU.
It's a hedge, Tom. Some of us like to sleep at night.
And speaking of things that keep me up, MarketWatch highlights a looming Pacific climate shock that could drive up global commodity prices and stoke inflation.
So buy gold. The gold ETF GLD is flat year to date and 22% below its high. That's a laggard inflation hedge that hasn't woken up yet. I love that setup.
Wait, oil is already up 96% year to date and near highs. That's a crowded bull trap if the supply disruption story fizzles. But gold? That's the underappreciated insurance policy here.
Exactly. Broad Commodities DBC up 32% year to date, but gold hasn't moved. If the inflation scare intensifies, gold has a lot more catching up to do. And it's not like it's a novel thesis, it's just delayed.
So we're all on the same page? Buy gold, fade the oil hype.
Yep.
But here's a structural risk I'm worried about, and it's my most original take today. Nikkei Asia reports Japanese entertainment stocks face AI disruption. Nintendo down 27% year-to-date, 51 below its high. Sanrio has crashed 83% year-to-date.
Nintendo at 51% off its high? That's not a dip. That's a crack in the business model. AI-generated content could really devalue their character-driven IP.
Sanrio down 83%. At that point, you're not catching a falling knife. You're picking up the handle after the blade broke off.
Calling a bottom there isn't contrarian. It's gravitational defiance.
Fair enough. But look, the clear trade is short the most vulnerable. And Nintendo and Sanrio are broken stories. Hold Sony, though. Its diversified businesses might cushion the blow.
Agreed. Short them, but Sony's not a clear short. And another bearish setup, Nikkei Asia reports global airline profits projected to drop by half as jet fuel costs soar. The airline ETF Jets is only down 2% year-to-date. Way too sanguine.
But Gerald's, Delta Airlines is up 13% year-to-date and trades at just 9.7 times forward earnings. A lot of that pain might already be factored in.
Maybe, but profit warnings have a way of crushing multiples further. However, I'm cautious on the long oil side of this trade. USO up 96% already, so the cleanest expression might not be short airlines and long oil. I'd rather pair it with something like Prologis.
Oh, good lead. Let's get to the REITs. But first, Nippon Steel. Nippon Steel plans to invest up to $2.5 billion in U.S. Steel's Pennsylvania complex. That's a huge vote of confidence in U.S. industrial demand.
And the stock, ticker NPSCY, is down 15% year-to-date, near 52-week lows. Could be a value play if this expansion works. The steel ETF, SLX, is up 23% year-to-date, too.
Wait. Nippon Steel investing in U.S. steel after all that political noise last year. That's a statement. It might even signal resolution to some trade frictions.
Exactly. And U.S. steel directly benefits. This is a solid industrial uptrend play. Meanwhile, China's solar panel giants are bleeding red ink on oversupply. Jinko Solar down 30% year-to-date. Daco down 48%.
That's a structural overcapacity crisis. Short the direct names, Jinko Solar and Daco. The solar ETF TAN is up 23%, but that's probably because it's heavy on non-China names. Eventually, the glut drags the whole sector.
Right, so short Jinko Solar and Daco, and maybe even lighten up on the solar ETF before the contagion spreads.
Agreed. No place to hide in that glut. Gerald, yesterday you were already watching Blackstone. Now they're selling a $2 billion bond deal, backed by private fund stakes. That's exactly the catalyst, or coffin, we were waiting for.
Yeah, I said watch Blackstone. It's 40% off its high. If this deal flies, it signals liquidity and confidence in private equity. If it struggles, it could trigger a much broader credit spread warning. So, still watching.
No one is talking about credit spreads, but this deal tests the exact plumbing of private equity liquidity. If it fails, financials could catch a cold.
All right, so no buy yet, just watch. But if it works, that's a massive buy signal for Blackstone. Noted. Now, Marie teased it. Prologis, the data center REIT, and Simon Property, the mall owner, are bucking real estate headwinds, according to Josh Brown on CNBC. Both near 52-week highs.
Prologis is up 11% year-to-date, just 4% off its high, and it's a direct AI beneficiary through data centers. That's your infrastructure play without buying chips. Simon Property is up 13%, consumer resilience. but I'm a bit more skeptical on malls long term.
That's exactly my thinking. Prologis is the clean AI replay. I'd pair it as a long against something like jet fuel costs. Short the airline ETF Jets, long Prologis. That's the pair trade that captures the AI infrastructure boom while hedging the inflation scare.
I love that pair. It's not just a hedge, it's two trades that make sense independently.
All right, that's clever. Long Prologis, short Jets. I'll drink to that.
Quick one. A Korean leverage ETF, ticker KORU, jumped 50%, even as its underlying SK Hynix slumped. It's up 240% year-to-date on these erratic moves. That's not an ETF. It's a slot machine with a soul backdrop.
Retail investors are going to get wrecked when the music stops. If regulators step in, that product could implode. Short, if you can stomach the volatility.
240% year-to-date? That's a regulatory target waiting to happen. Short. And finally, the RBI ramped rupee defense to a record before government measures. The rupee is under severe pressure. Short the pair, INR versus USD.
The India ETF INDA is down 14% year-to-date, but with government support, it might stabilize. Hold until direction clears. But the rupee trade is straightforward.
So our most original take today, AI is coming for Japan's entertainment icons, and the market has largely ignored the structural risk while those stocks cratered. That's the Nikkei piece.
And yet, the day's biggest theme is that Apollo and Blackstone are doubling down on AI chips. OpenAI is going for a $1 trillion IPO. AI infrastructure is not a bubble. It's a build-out.
But BofA waves red flags. This market can't decide if AI is a secular growth story or a crowded trade rolling over. Our view is that the AI trade is no longer monolithic. Winners are being chosen, not bought wholesale. Microsoft at 21 times earnings is cheap. Nvidia at 16 times is cheap. But the semiconductor ETF at 82% year to date, that's priced for perfection.
Exactly. The clean expression isn't one ticker. It's the pair trade I mentioned. Long Prologis, short the airline ETF Jets. That captures infrastructure without buying the top of semiconductors. And it hedges the inflation scare from commodities.
Or if you think the commodity story is overcooked, short USO. It's up 96% year to date. That's a crowded bull trap waiting to spring.
And watch that Blackstone bond deal closely. If credit spreads wobble, the whole risk appetite shifts.
Right. Credit spreads are the missing piece in the narrative. But overall, the AI infrastructure build-out is real, and private credit is feeling it. That's our buy signal.
As always, none of this is investment advice. It's just our daily digest of what's moving markets. Do your own homework.
That's it for the London edition. We're back with the New York edition later today at 9 a.m. New York time. If you're just finding us, hit follow on Spotify or check investmentflash.com for the full digest with charts and sources. I'm Marie.
And Gerald, see you in New York.